A Very Single Woman by Caroline Anderson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. She was late, of course. It was absolutely the last thing Nick needed. At the end of a busy week and with the locum off sick and his partner on compassionate leave. And Sam would be waiting at his grandparents, champing at the bit, because Nick had promised to build him the tree house this weekend, and they were going to start this evening. Well, correction, they had been going to start this evening, but he couldn't leave until his interviewee arrived, and she'd phoned over an hour ago and said she was on her way. If she hadn't been such a perfect fit for their requirements, he would have told her she'd blown it by failing to arrive on time. But she was too good to miss. He looked at the application form again, studying it grimly for weaknesses. There were none. Well, none that he could see. He turned over the page and read her CV, and was reluctantly impressed. It seemed that the 34-year-old Dr. Helen Moore was clever, had wide experience in the areas that mattered, and even more unbelievably, apparently wanted to come to their quiet little neck of the woods and take the part-time job they'd advertised in a fit of blind optimism. Why? Why would anybody in their right mind want to come to this sleepy corner of Suffolk? Never mind someone as well qualified as Helen Moore. Except, of course, that she wasn't here yet. She'd probably driven...